Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's 7:05, December the 1st. It's Christmas month. It's holiday month. It's spend all your money and look for more month.
Well, you know what December 1st really is, represents. It's been deemed World AIDS Day.
Okay.
Across the world. It, just so you know, December 1st always is.
Wow.
Okay, I mean, I don't want to start on a heavy note, but that's the truth.
Okay.
So it started December 1st. There you go.
Well, phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR 1460. And you can chat with us. You know, it's Bad Bob's over there unwinding cords and plugging them into a variety of orifices there underneath the desk and onto his computers. Bad Bob, good morning.
And good morning.
And how are you doing today, Bob?
Excellent. Just found out where we're going to be on Saturday night for the Christmas lighted Christmas parade. And may, if you're not planning on going, strongly suggest you think about it. It's a great way to kick off the season feeling.
That's right. That's right. You and Brenda are announcers on that. One of the groups of announcers out there.
We will be at California at Tehama Street's very first announcing stand. So we'll be kind of helping kick off the parade. And we've been doing this for about 4 years now, or 5 years. This will be our fifth year, and we always just enjoy it. It really gets us in the mood.
Well, speaking of getting me in the mood, here she is, Linda.
Well, you know, thank you. It's going to be a beautiful day, currently 41 degrees. And, yes, there is a chance of rain, and we'll give you a fuller, detailed forecast. But a couple things I wanted to bring up. Yes, if you look downtown, isn't it lovely? We're so in the community spirit. It's December 1st. It just blows my mind. And now we start to get the invitations. And if we're not careful, every single night we could be going to a certain event. December is chock full. But I wanted to tell you what happened on this day. After the German surrender, one of Hitler's high-ranking naval officers was asked why the Nazi U-boats had been withdrawn from U.S. coastal waters early in 1943. The answer was exploded in a curt guttural, "It was because of those damned little red and yellow planes." From Robert E. Newport's Flying Minutemen.
Flying Minutemen?
That's it. Civil Air Patrol members became the Minutemen of the World War II, volunteering their time, resources, and talents to defend the nation's borders. They filled the gaps left by the men, women, and resources mobilized to fight abroad. Civil Air Patrol began in 1943. And today is dedicated to Civil Air Patrol Day. Also on this day, you know how much you love the HMS Pinafore. In 1879, Gilbert and Sullivan's operetta, HMS Pinafore, opened. And the author, Sullivan, conducted the orchestra while William Gilbert played the role of a sailor in the chorus and in the Queen's Navy. Also, 1945, Burl Ives made his concert debut. He appeared at New York's Town Hall. I love him. He's my favorite voice of Santa in the Santa and the Rain. I can't remember the name of that, but I love Burl Ives. What a great voice that guy had. So he, Lady Be Good, also opened in New York City. George Gershwin wrote the music while Fred and Adele Astaire were well received by the show's audience after the Dancing Talents. That was in 1924. In 1973, the Golden Bear Jack Nicklaus won the Walt Disney World Open Golf Tournament and became the first golfer to win $2 million in career earnings. And in 1980, George Rogers of the University of Southern California was named the Heisman Trophy winner. Rogers went on to achieve great success for the Washington Redskins. So those are just a little bit of flashbacks of what has happened in our history.
Well, what else is going on? I see we have Christmas spirit rolling through here.
Well, of course, that's all about, you know, the lighting parade that really begins this Saturday with the big tree going up, and it's the 28th annual Christmas parade, and it will also be KIXE is going to be broadcasting it, which I think is the first time they may be doing something
live. Yeah,
they're
doing that. They're doing that live. We applaud Phil Smith and all of the guys down there and women at KIXE for doing something like this. This is one of the things you wanted to do, is have more local programming, and this is a good way, I think, to start it off.
The parade's going to be televised at 7 p.m. and Sunday and at 8 p.m. on Christmas Day. But, you know, Huell Hauser from KIXC's California Gold, he's going to be conducting interviews with some of the parade goers, so he's going to be out and about. And the Cat in the Hat is this year's Grand Marshal. There's going to be at least 125 entrants in the parade. So that should
that's going to be, you know, that's going to be good. You know, and it we recommend, you know, we've been going to it every year. We recommend you go out there and stand on the sides. It's great. But, you know, for the people that can't, they can see it. And it's also going to be rerun on Christmas Day and I think even the day after the parade. They're going to rerun it. But it gives you a chance. I mean, it really is a great parade to go to.
Now, that Saturday, Friday, is Viva Downtown's Christmas tree lighting. That's going to take place downtown at 1670 Market Street. So if you're starting December 1st to kick off, remember tonight, free to the public at the Convention Center. It's the 12 Days of Christmas. There's all kinds of music. It's free to the public. Bring your kids. It's your way to go. It's December. We're happy to be together. Oh, wow. Look at this. There's been so many people in the community to come together to do beautiful, beautiful decorations upstairs and down. And, again, there's all kinds of entertainment. And it is free to the public beginning at 6 p.m. Well, there you go. That's kind of the kickoff here on December 1st. We are so happy to be here. We'll talk about where were we this time last year?
We were crawling around the studio trying to connect wires because 13 days from today is our first anniversary.
We were supposed to kick off,
13 days from today on Monday, December 14th. Yeah, you're right. We were supposed to kick it off beginning of December. We just, there were too many wires and not enough wirers. Hey, we got to take a break. Carl on the bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It is 7:15 in the morning, 605-4567 is the way to get a hold of us, or you can just jump into the chat room.
Going in the chat room now.
KCNR 1460, Linda is diving into the chat room. Here we go. Okay, let's get rocking here. WikiLeaks. The guy that heads up WikiLeaks is now being put on Interpol's most wanted list for charges of rape that he says are trumped up, that he is not guilty of this. Meanwhile, you know, he gives an interview to Time Magazine. Time Magazine, which, of course, has no problem with talking to people like this, nor does the New York Times have any problem with spreading the leaks that WikiLeaks has most thoughtfully provided them. You know, New York Times. You know, yes, freedom of the press and all this, but do you remember the time when the occasion when the New York Times published that one part, or that one article, that one leaked secret that said we were tracking terrorists? It was a few years ago, it was under Bush. It said that we were tracking terrorists through their financial institutions and how they were moving money. Now, the New York Times thought that was important enough to put on the front page and let people know that's how we were tracking terrorists. I don't quite understand how that helps us tracking terrorists by letting out one of the secrets that we are, you know, that it wasn't it was how we were doing it. It was how we were tracking the terrorists moving money, which meant we could identify the terrorists, we could identify networks. But the New York Times thought that was important enough to talk about. So now they're publishing the WikiLeaks. Frankly, you know, we've got to this point in the country where we might as well just run down, pull our pants down, and just show ourselves to the world because we have no secrets. How come we don't see other countries having these same problems where they're having leaks like this? Why is it just the United States? Is Great Britain having leaks like this? Of course, they have much stricter rules on what you can publish like that in the newspapers. I don't see other countries having these huge exposés of hundreds of thousands of documents, Mr. Obama, going like this to some Australian who then shoves them around the world to all these different servers around the world. Again, you know, we've got supposedly some of the best cyber network in the world, and yet we can't seem to control this. So what's going on? I would hope that somebody comes out here and says to us, well, this is what happened. This is how we're going to fix it. They're already cutting off some departments from it. Okay. But anyway, this guy from WikiLeaks is wanted in Sweden for sexual assault and a couple other things. So they're trying to run him down. on it. It just seems like that we should be able to do something about this. But here's the big thing. Here's another big thing. WikiLeaks has just said, or that, you know, has said that they've got a lot of documents, and it's going, and it's about a big bank in the United States. That's right, a huge bank in the United States. They're going to be releasing these documents at the beginning of the year. I understand that when that happened, Bank of America's stock dropped 3%. Now, is it Bank of America or is it another large bank? It's not clear. But this guy obviously has the ability to gain access. So how does he do it? Are they just disgruntled employees? They've just loaded up all these thumb drives? How many pages, Bob? Wake up. How many pages can you put on a thumb drive of documents?
Well, figure about one page of typewritten data would be about 1 kilobyte of data. So
it tells us nothing. How many can you put on there?
Let me finish.
Just tell me what
so
time it is, Bob.
So one gig drive could conceivably hold over 1 million pages of information.
There we go. 1 gig. And you can buy those.
Yeah.
And how much do they cost?
$10.
$10. $10 will hold 1 million pages of documents. Oh, my God. You know, if I was Bank of America, if it was Bank of America that's under fire here, I'd kind of worry. Somebody said, oh, I got fired. I just happen to be sitting up here in the middle of their IT cluster, and I've got a $10 thumb drive and 1 million pages of documents on it. Oh. Anyway, WikiLeaks. Who would have ever thought that here we are having to apologize to a bunch of people because we call them idiots, and as one of them says, well, we call you much worse. Well, that could be, but we wouldn't know because your secrets are safe. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, 7:23. It's December 1st, my friends.
Going to be high today with 49. That's what we're looking at, 90% chance of rain. And currently it is 42 degrees. Tonight, again, rain, low of around 42. Tomorrow we're looking at rain, about 52, and rain on Thursday night. Friday, 50% chance of showers, and Friday night the same. It looks like we're going into the weekend with showers, and, you know, that can be a beautiful thing. We love that. Bring it on. Also be great for the ski park. Coming up at the half hour is Garrett Viggers. You do not want to miss this musical experience. Talking about a concert he's got coming up December 8th. So before Carl goes into his, you've got something on your mind, you're pacing again. What is it?
Well, things we've talked about. Military study gives green light to end the gay ban. One of the things we've talked about is, we talked about the Don't Ask, Don't Tell. It's been in place for 17 years. And that, how does, you know, ending that, how would that affect the troops? What I said was, you know, here's Obama saying, well, let's wait till we take the the survey and all that. Then he starts pushing for it. The Republican, the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives, oh, no, let's just vote on it. Let's vote on it. 99% of them having never been in the service and have no concept of what it is. But then, what I said was, let's wait for the survey. Let's wait to see what the troops say, see what the commanders say. Well, it says here is now the survey says that predicted little impact if the U.S. military ended its ban on gays. So, of course, right away, Obama wants swift action by Congress. And still, however, my friends, top U.S. generals are voicing concern about the fallout on U.S. forces fighting in Iraq and Afghanistan. And Defense Secretary Gates warned that they would need plenty of time to prepare for integration of openly serving gays and lesbians. An abundance of care and preparation is required if we are to avoid a disruptive and potentially dangerous impact on the performance of those serving on the tip of the spear. Now, how can it be on one side, okay, it's fine, and yet it be a potentially dangerous and disruptive impact? The one good thing about this is that Gates, at least, even though he's screaming and following Obama right over the edge, is that taking time, if you're going to do this, it's one thing. The military led the integration of blacks into our society back in the 40s. The fact is that can openly announced gays serve in the military. They may be. But it's going to take time to prepare the military for this. I don't expect to have somebody running in wearing a tutu and say, here I am, I'm ready, throw me into the front lines. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think it should happen. I don't think it should happen for the that individual or the people around him right now. And this is not, I'm not being prejudiced against this. I just know it's going to take time for people to wrap their arms around us. How do we do it? Things like they were talking about, the study dismissed as exaggeration notions that ending the ban would lead to overt promiscuity, widespread effeminate reactions among men, and unwelcome advances. It also posed separate living quarters or bathrooms for gay or lesbian troops. That was interesting. I would have, you know, that was one of the things, proposals that was tossed out there. It recommended a training program to educate soldiers on the implications of lifting the bans. He refused the dates, refused to say how long such a training might take, but warned that an immediate end to the ban through court action would be dangerous. If a court ordered us to do this tomorrow, I believe the risk to the force would be high. So, it looks like it's going to happen, unless things, other things happen in between. But it's not going to happen tomorrow. It's not going to happen next month. It's not going to happen next year. I think it's, I think if it's going to happen, it needs to have a well thought out plan. It needs to talk about it.
What's wrong with, really, what was wrong? This is another one of those, let's get in there and rip the system apart. I mean, what's wrong with don't ask, don't tell? You, in your years in the military, I'm sure you were aware that that guy over there, he's, you know, he's gay or she's gay. The only problem that they had is that they couldn't show up to a function with their partner. But, I mean, if you knew about it, it would be like they have their private life. They have to live. I guess, is it because...
I know of nobody in the 30 years that I was in the service. I know of only maybe three cases where somebody was discharged for being gay. And they volunteered that information knowing that they would be discharged. Two were officers, second lieutenants. One was a corporal. I knew of one senior staff NCO that was rumored that he was discharged for that, but nobody knew. Of the times from the don't ask, don't tell policy, I know of none. And I mean, I was on continuous active duty during that time through till 99. I never saw it. I mean, of course, I mean, maybe it's not something that's just announced. Hey, oh, hey, look who just left. It's because they're gay. I never saw it. So the don't ask, don't tell thing was you may have suspicions, but you're not gonna go search it out or anything like that. So I know if the system worked, they're saying it doesn't work because it makes people lie. Well, what is exactly is the percentage really of gays in the military? They're saying 13,000 have been discharged since it started. You know, the don't ask, don't tell. What percentage is that? Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Things are changing. We just have to be able to change along with them. Join us after these messages. 1460, Alma Free Fire Media, Carl in the Bot, 734 and 42 seconds. It's December 1st. It's that time of the year. It's that season. And because it's that season, give Doug Tooley of BNT Satellite a call. 244-1988, Doug will put in dish satellite. He will put it in promptly, professionally. It'll work. He has rebates. This is the best part, my friends. He has rebates that will give you over 100 channels HD free. That's right. It's that time of the year. All those little Christmas specials coming on. Football, basketball, hurling. Or is that curling? Anyway. That's Doug Tooley, BNT Hurling. No, that's what Bad Bob does after the weekend. It's Doug Tooley, BNT
or
Satellite.
Or Bad Chili.
All right, 244-1988. Give him a call.
I have two names for you. Garrett Viggers. A long time ago, when I was living in Nashville, there was one name of somebody that you might have heard of that was a phenomenal composer and musician by the name of Yanni. And I went to go see Yanni in concert. And what turned me on so much was that all the different instrumentations that you would never have imagined would have been like rock star out. I mean, people from around the world that play great instruments that just turned you on like, oh, I can't believe that instrument sounds like that. Well, we have a gentleman here in the studio right now by the name of Garrett Biggers, who is going to be doing a concert at the Cascade Theater December 8th. And, Garrett, welcome to the show. Say it again.
It's great to be here.
Okay, wonderful. And let's talk, what are we listening to right now, this instrument?
Yeah, this is the hammer dulcimer, which is like drums and piano put together. This is a song I did on my Christmas CD, Emmanuel, called Angels We Have Heard, but it's a little bit different and eclectic.
So...
It's like, say that again, it's like a
it's
piano?
Like drums and piano. You play
drums
with sticks.
Oh, okay.
So it's, it's quite odd.
Well, Enjoy Magazine has a wonderful article about you, and they start off with Sounds for the Soul. Dulcimer. I mean, when we think of dulcimer, you and I talked on the phone before we had you scheduled for the show. And the dulcimer, we go back to, you know, June Carter Cash. And that it was kind of an instrument that, you know, you heard back in the hills. And it's something that was made and played. But you've taken this instrument, and there's so many different kinds of, I guess, different kinds of instruments around this concert. Share with us what we're going to see December 8th.
Yeah. Well, I play actually both the hammer dulcimer, again, which is like you hit it with sticks. It's like drums and piano. And then there's the lap dulcimer that June Carter played, the mountain dulcimer, lap dulcimer. And I play that as well. I play that like a guitar because I'm from California, and we do things a little bit different here in California. So those are kind of my two instruments. And alongside and coming around the dulcimers is a whole host of, it's like an eclectic orchestra of close friends and amazing musicians. The harp, amazing harpist, a good high student of Candice Lavolsi, who's a great harpist here in town, but also some accordion, which people get a little freaked out about, but I think they'll enjoy
this accordion.
It's beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Also the Ilian pipes. I have some family from Ireland, and I'm a huge pipe fan, both the Ilian, the Irish, and also the Highland pipes. The Jefferson Pipers are going to make an appearance as well, and they wear their kilts and they come out with the Highland pipes.
We're very familiar with the Jefferson Pipers. They've been to a lot of events that we're at
for the Marine Corps.
And Candice Lavolsi,
yeah,
my gosh,
she
is just what can you say? She's just so good.
Yeah,
and
also strings, a cellist and violinist. The string arrangements, I just get so emotional when I hear how it's all coming together. It's pretty amazing. Also, you know, full drums and percussion with a big timpani set, and bass and guitar as well. So it's kind of the normal modern, but all this other eclectic sounds all together one place, you know, for a night.
Is this the first time that you, Garrett, as Garrett Biggers, the artist, has put together an ensemble like this and in such a, like the Cascade, and, gathered the love of these sounding instruments and put together this kind of concert?
Yeah. All the sounds were just recorded. I just recorded them on this new instrumental album. It's called Thin Places. It's not a Christmas album, but it's instrumental, and it's going to kind of be a part of the night on December 8th. So all of them we've been recording, but at different times. So now this is this time now where we're actually all going to be in the same room and making some beautiful sounds together. So...
Well, that's very exciting. I understand there are two shows on December. So for those who maybe have to go to an office party or something for the 8 p.m. show, there's a 5:30 show.
That's right.
Which is wonderful. And we'll be in just a moment, we'll be giving some tickets away. But in the Enjoy magazine, which of course here in the North State, that's our favorite magazine to look at.
Beautiful.
And to read, but to look at.
Yeah.
I love the pictures. On the second page, page 28, I think, my glasses on here. Is it 28 or 23? Yeah, 23. What is that instrument?
Those are the Ilian pipes. That's Caleb Cox. He's an amazing Reading local artist, genius. He actually was the Jefferson Pipers kind of prodigy kid that, you know, took on the Highland pipes, and then he took on the Ilian pipes and Turkish pipes and all sorts of other pipes. He actually moved up to Washington, but he's going to be down, and he's been recording on the album. So those are one of the most difficult instruments in the world to master. They're Irish, you mic them, so they're not too loud like the Highland, where you can't think or even, you know, hear anything else. They're a beautiful instrument that works well with other instruments.
Okay, so we're going to be witnessing that
night. Caleb's going to be there. It's funny, that picture was actually on the Date magazine. I don't know if you saw that, but people called me and said, "Hey, Garrett, I didn't know you played the Ilian pipes." And I, you know, they put my name by the picture, so people were confused, thought I played the pipes.
Well, you do. There's a little similarity, and he is looking down. So
his hairline is a little more receding than mine, though. So,
Garrett, how did you get involved in this form? And we're going to take a break. Coming back, we're going to ask a question. how you got involved with music, how long you've lived, your history in the North State, and why this instrument. We'll be right back.
Thanks.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR. What child 1460. Is too late Carl and Linda Bott. O-line 605-4567. We're streaming and chatting on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, we're going to take one of those songs out when we finish this interview. It's currently 41 degrees. It's going to be high today of 48, and chance of rain. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. By the way, Friday night, December 3rd, Rick Hill will be out performing at Anselmo with his lovely guitar. 474-5546 is reservation line. Okay, now our guest, if you're just tuning in, we're really thrilled to have Garrett Vigors. He is going to be in concert at the on December 8th at the Cascade Theater. And he is the Dulcimer King here, but he lives here. But let's talk about last year at the break. You said you were on tour with Jim Brickman.
Yeah, yeah. It 2 months, you know, November and December, 43 cities. I came on. I brought my dulcimer, the hammer, the lap. I bought a cajon guitar. I was singing, doing a lot of different stuff. And we lived on a bus for 2 months, and we showed up every morning in a different city, mainly on the East Coast and the Midwest. And I got to play with some incredible musicians, including Orla Fallon. She was formerly with Celtic Women, singing in Gaelic and playing her harp. And hunda haida hunda. And she was just,
wow.
It's beautiful, yeah.
You also said that the person who trained you or who was with Yanni.
Yeah. About six years ago, I was looking for a new dulcimer, and I'm just, you know, young, growing musician, and I emailed this guy Dan Landrum, and he just responded back and invited me out. He lives right outside of Nashville in Chattanooga, and I moved out there, went out there with my wife, bought this amazing like monster hammer dulcimer, and he kind of just took me under his wings. And he had toured with Yanni for about 4 years. He's on the Yanni DVD, and he was bringing the hammer dulcimer kind of outside of its little subculture world that a lot of people think it can only do this. It lives in this world. And he was kind of doing that at a level, and I, you know, I'm coming from a different generation than him, so I'm kind of doing it in my way. And every year I go out to his festival and, you know, get pushed and stretched. And he and I recorded the Christmas CD, Emmanuel, in his studio in Chattanooga about 4 years ago. So that was, he's been a huge influence for me, just growing and as a hammer dulcimer player.
So, in your concert, December 8th, there'll be a 5:30 performance and an 8 p.m. performance. You have a multitude of different kinds of music, but it'll be basically your Christmas CD music.
Yep.
And then you have a new album coming out.
Yep.
Called?
Thin Places.
And why is it called Thin Places?
It was a Celtic term that would describe the veil between this world, the physical world, and the spiritual world as tissue thin. So if they felt, you know, the spiritual world, the presence of God, they would say, this is a thin place. And so it's a huge term that I am kind of looking to for music to create a thin place. You know, music's very moving. You watch a movie, and the music just makes you weep. You know, if you didn't have the music, you probably wouldn't be weeping, you know, especially watch Braveheart with those pipes. So that's the whole idea behind this album as an instrumental album, to these sounds to create a thin place.
Oh, that's lovely. I had no idea. That was not a question that was written out to be asked. So it was very appropriate at this moment to find out the source. And I'm standing here in the studio, and I know Carl, I can tell Carl, this is an event Carl's going to want to go here and see. Because, well, you know, I mean, loves the pipes. And, of course, you know, the Jefferson Pipers. They always do the Marine Corps, and they do the before. You know, they're so traditional.
Yeah.
But what you're doing here, and you're a Reading boy.
I am.
Tell us a little bit about your history in Reading.
Yeah. I actually from the Seattle area originally. My wife and I got married in '98, and in 2000 we moved to Chico with Youth with a Mission, which is this missions organization down in Chico. And in 2000 we began to come up to Reading. And I ended up moving up in 2002, went to Simpson University, did the Aspire program, and was on staff at Risen King Community Church for a number of years, and that's where it's kind of our home church still. so we've been here really ever since 2000, we've been in Reading.
That's great. And you have three children.
Three children. Yeah, 9, 7, and 4. Judah's 9. Gabriel is 7. And our little princess is Scarlett. She's 4.
So that's wonderful. And on stage, the amount of musicians, how many will be on stage at one time?
Probably about 10. Yeah.
Now, the song that we heard coming into the break, What Child Is This?
Yeah.
Was that you singing?
It sure was.
Can we hear a little bit more of that, Bob?
Give me about 10 seconds.
All right. This is Garrett Vickers, and this is from his Christmas CD. Christmas CD was Emmanuel. You'll be hearing performances such as this at the Cascade Theater December 8th. And Garrett, thank you so much for being our guest, and
yeah.
I think you have a little announcement.
Yeah, I'd love to invite two people to come to the show, be my guests, and give away two tickets here. At the end of the show.
Right now, 605-4567. Now's the time to call. 605-4567. We'll have two tickets for you in front of our studio to come see Garrett.
I think this is going to be a great show.
Yeah. And we will be there.
I can't wait, Garrett, to see this. Because I do, it's such a mixture of music. And the thought of it, and just listening to what we've been hearing today, I think it's going to be great.
Yes.
So, we'll see you there December 8th.
Yeah.
Thanks again for being there.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, December the 1st, 7:54 in the morning. You know that young man that was in here?
Wow.
A Reading resident, Garrett Vickers. What an accomplished musician! And I mean, I tell you, this guy is a class. He's a first class act in the sense of how he plays and the people he works with and all that. Roberta, you won the tickets. You won the tickets. I tell you, what, we could have given them away probably these 10 times,
yeah.
But you got them first there, Roberta. Hey, you know what? Here for our next hour, we'll have Ron Largent here. We're going to be talking about the United Way. And he just took it over kind of quickly here. Good news, bad news. Medical costs in the U.S. in 2010 for retirees fell. I know. Some medical costs have fallen thanks to the new health care reform laws. But retirees are still going to need hundreds of thousands of dollars in savings to cover their lifetime. It looks here, if you're a 65-year-old woman retiring this year, you're going to need to have between $143,000 and $242,000. That's only $100,000, difference there, to cover health insurance premiums and out-of-pocket expenses in retirement. Amen. Not you, because yours is only going to be like $124,000 to $211,000. Why? We don't live as long. Anyway, by saving these amounts, the retirees would have a 90% change. I'm not sure a person at 65 is going to be able to have just like $242,000 sitting there, but maybe they will. Anyway, another thing. Okay, let's talk about taxes. The Republicans and the Democrats are fighting it out. They had a good meeting, President Obama says, and the Republican leadership said. Good. We had a good meeting. It was clear. It was frank. It was cordial. Bottom line's this: the tax cuts are gonna sunset at the end of this month, my friends. And there's nothing's been done. There's economists, many economists are saying, extend the tax cuts. Businesses do not know what to do. They don't know if they should hire. They don't know if they should be able to go out and buy new machinery. If they should put investments in their businesses because they don't know what the taxes are going to be. They don't know what the health costs are going to be. That's right, the health costs too, because of that 2,500-page document or 2,050-page document that nobody read. That has to do with health care. They're still not sure about that. And then you get out this new commission that talks about how to cut the deficit, and what are they saying? Let's change the age of retirement. Let's do away with some of those tax deductions you got now, especially about your children. Let's do away with this. Let's take that. There's somebody talking about, one of these people have talked about a 6.5% VAT. Value-added tax, my friends. You know what that is? That means you get a 6.5% tax on everything manufactured. Everything that you buy in this country that's manufactured, I don't know about food, would have a 6.5% tax on it. What kind of idiot brought that up? And then when the question was said, well, okay, well, when we cut the deficit, will that tax go away? No, it won't go away. So that means on top of your taxes, they're going to add a tax. I mean, and I'm just sitting here. I'm in a quandary. I don't know what to say. I'm sitting here. I'm thinking that they're talking about, you know, the federal pay cuts, right? Or, the pay freeze that Obama said. Who does it impact on? It impacts on, that little typist in the denizens of the bowels of the Pentagon who's typing away every day, 10 hours a day, 8 hours a day, type. Does it affect the congressman who votes on it? No. The senator? No. Doesn't affect them. But it must affect their staffs then, those highly paid people that sit next to them and give them all this great advice. It affects them, right? No. And did you hear the latest what Obama said? You remember what he said? No tax increases on the middle class. Well, that's me. I may even be at the lower end of the middle class. But I'm still in there. I'm scratching for it. Linda and I are scratching for it. Anyway, here he says, did you hear the latest what he said? He said, it shouldn't be thousands of dollars of increases. Wait a minute. Stop. You said before no tax increases. Well, of course, that went away with the health care plan because everybody has to get get medical insurance, and that's a tax. Anyway, so now he's saying not have to pay thousands of dollars. That means, when I hear that, well, they have to pay something. But if they don't do something about the sunset of the taxes here by the end of the month, we're all going to pay more taxes. Thank you, President Obama. Thank you, Pelosi galore. Thank you, Harry. I mean, it's like, gosh, happy Merry Christmas. This is going to be a big year. But I want you to know we're following this daily. We're following everything that happens, every dulcet tone that comes out of Washington, D.C. We're watching it. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Hey, join us after the Fox News.
You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's 8:05 on December 1st. That's right. Just kissed November goodbye.
December 1, that's right. Represents so many things. We started off with the beginning of the show that used around the world. This has been deemed World AIDS Day. December 1st always is. And it kicks off so many other things that are going on with our world and our country. And as we celebrate every single day, there's something that's happening musically.
Happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah, friends. I want to tell you about the weather currently. 41 degrees. Today, 90% chance of rain with a high of 49. Thursday, chance of rain, 90%. So that means it's raining. I've got my rubber boots on. And Roberta, thank you and congratulations. You won the two tickets to Garrett Vigors. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited about this musician and his concert on the 8th. Roberta will have two tickets for you here at the studio to pick up. And also, we will be having Garrett back on Tuesday morning to play a little bit more instruments and to talk also about what he's doing with his, would you call it, day gig? No, we always laugh about that. Musicians always say, and what's your day gig so you can do what you want to do? It's like we talked about earlier, there was a guy.
We know what your day gig is.
We talked to the guy who was an Alaskan fisherman who could make films. He said, I'm an Alaskan fisherman, so I can go off and go all over the world and make these interesting films. So
yeah.
I know I kind of got off a little bit, but anyway, we're happy to be here on KCNR 1460, and we have special guests in the studio with us. We have Ron and Angela. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning. It's good to be here.
What are you laughing at?
Well, you know, I get away from the subject occasionally. I mean, is that?
Yes, I swim around.
There you go.
I swim around it.
Hey.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you.
Yes, it's your turn.
Oh. Hey, our guest today, Ron Largent, who is now the new, he's taken over as the head of the local United Way.
President and Chief Executive Officer
of the United Way,
right? Pretty fancy.
Yeah, right up here in the North State.
Congratulations.
Yeah,
well, thank you. It's
it's been a real joy the last few days to get into the organization and start working with the staff. And my introduction to the United Way goes back many years. And as you folks know, I've been around a few years. And back when I was in high school, I first got involved with, at that time, what was called a community chest, and which ultimately became the United Way, helping organizations, the nonprofit community. And then as I got into college, it continued. And when I was in the Air Force, I was the United Way chairman for the Air Force base that I was at. And again, kind of an interest that I've always had, that the United Way does so much for so many agencies, and I just wanted to be part of it. So when we moved to Reading, I continued to stay involved and was the actual campaign chairman in the mid-70s one year. And back then we were located on Yuba Street, right next to what was the Record Searchlight at that time. And each year we would do a campaign, which was pretty much touching the entire community. We had a number of agencies at that time that depended to a great degree on income that was raised through the United Way process. So then over the years, when we moved, became involved in United Way in Virginia and the city we lived there, and then ultimately in both Ohio and in Arizona, became involved either on a committee working primarily with the office, because oftentimes they have a lot of committee works involved, as we do here. So then moved back to Reading, and of course been involved in a number of nonprofits here in the area, Salvation Army, the Mission, and a number of others. And so I've had a real interest in the United Way, but haven't been as active with the United Way here locally, just due to the fact that there were other things that were on the agenda. And then recently became involved with the board again here. And as we got into the year, we saw that the need was increasing for the agencies, and yet the funding was going down. And of course, I spent 10 years as a professional fundraiser for an international relief and development agency, and so I did have some background in fundraising. So I offered to come in and help out, and that's kind of what brought it about. The United Way is an umbrella organization, but our primary focus is to raise funds to support agencies and programs. We have 58 programs in the 8 northern counties. We work with 33 agencies, of which we had some at a gathering yesterday, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, the Empire Recovery Center, and a whole group of them here, right in 15 right in Shasta County. And our job is to go into the workplace, go into the community, help to raise the funds, because that in itself is a very special talent, and oftentimes the agencies themselves do not have that ability to raise the funds they need. Most of them raise some funds. We come in and try to supplement. So we are doing more for agencies than probably any other organization in itself, in that we are helping others to do the job that they're doing, that they're really called to do.
We're going to have to take a break here, but we are talking about the United Way. I think a lot of people want to know, during these holiday seasons, break down those 15 organizations, and you know, we talk about shopping local and staying local. We're talking about supporting things on a local level. Of course, we know that we want to reach out nationally and worldwide, but what are the organizations that are locally sponsored by the United Way? We'll be right back. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460.
Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. 8:14 in the morning. It's December 1st, 2010. It's about 41 degrees. It's not going to get much warmer than this. It's going to be raining
Chicago
today. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite.
Ba-dum.
Hey, Doug Tooley and his gang out there, local guy, been in the business since 85, except time he was in the 82nd Airborne. He's offering up Dish TV for free. He has rebates right now that if you use those rebates, you'll get HD TV, you get over 100 channels for free. Those rebates will last for a couple months, but it's right in time for Christmas, it's right in time for the holiday season, it's time for all that. You can see all the neat stuff out there on Dish TV. Give him a call at 244-1988. Frankly, I'd like you all just to overwork the young man
right
before
Christmas.
He's
really busy right now.
He's busy now, but let's just make him busier. And yeah,
never thought I would gush over a stupid TV. And then we went home to Thanksgiving, and my parents have this TV that we were watching old films, and I thought, what? It's this new generation of television that is an I think it's an LED HD, and I just couldn't get over it. I mean, I was gushing like every movie that we would see, even though, you know, when you watch old films, they're black and white and they're flat. But it felt as if it was three-dimensional. It was, we could see the tassels on the curtains. You could see the color of the vests. I just was gaga. So I called Doug yesterday. Tell me about this TV. So anyway, maybe we'll have him on and talk about it.
244-1988. Yeah, I mean, that was
another thing.
That's a 12-minute commercial.
Well, I'm telling you, another thing I was gushing over earlier is Garrett Biggers. This is a concert that we all are going to be attending, because here is a Reading boy who's gone out and traveled with Jim Brickman, and I'm going to just keep talking about this guy because that's phenomenal musicianship. And who would know musicianship but Ron Largent, who's our guest today, and who is just now become the president and chief executive officer for the United Way. And Angela, welcome back to the program.
Thank you.
One of the things that we were discussing at the break was fundraising. And that you have so many, it's a tree. And underneath the tree, of course, are branches of the United Way. Locally, let's talk about where our money goes locally with those programs under the United Way.
The beauty of United Way is that when you donate through United Way of Northern California, your dollars spread out over the entire community. And that's really the foundational basis of United Way. So we have 15 member agencies here in Shasta County, and those really spread over a wide age range, a wide number of community members. And we have Anderson Frontier Center, American Red Cross, Anderson Cottonwood Christian Assistance, Boy Scouts, Empire Recovery, Forever Pets, Girl Scouts, Golden Umbrella, Help Inc., Northern Valley Catholic Social Services, People of Progress, Shasta Treatment Center, Sacramento Teen Challenge, Youth Program Supporters, and Youth Violence Prevention Council. So those are a lot of names, but that's to give you an idea of the what United Way is umbrella.
So help me here, Angela and Ron. If the United Way is a board, it's a place to go to. Let's say, for instance, Boy Scouts of America or the teen. What was it?
Teen Challenge.
Mm-hmm. They are in need of funding for some reason. Do they go to the United Way then to say, here's what we need money for, and then the board will then say, we can allot you however much money.
Yes. Well, One of the good things about the United Way is that we have an administrative process, so that any agency that's in our county or in the northern counties can come to us with an application for funding. That goes to a locally staffed, volunteer-driven, what we call an allocations committee. And this allocations committee looks at that project. They call in people from the agency to talk about what they're doing, and then they choose, the allocations committee, choose which organizations should be funded locally. Now, this committee is broadly based from community members that are interested in helping. And we're very careful to ensure that people on the allocations committee do not have a conflict of interest. So we want to be sure that everything is a fair playing ground. It's extremely important that the process of allocation be done in a very fair and honest and open, full disclosure type of atmosphere. That's very, very important. Then, from that allocations committee and the decisions that are made, a certain amount of funds are allocated to that particular agency. And we can only allocate what we see coming in. So obviously, if the revenue is down, they don't get as much. And what we do is we go out with a forecast of what we expect the pledges, based on previous giving habits of our community, will be. And so they can then plan accordingly. And again, as I mentioned earlier, almost every one of our agencies has other sources to that they raise funds through, like their fund drives and, for example, the Girl Scouts cookie drive. And that's going to be coming up. So we work with them so we're not in conflict. If we do any kind of fundraising activity, we're not in conflict with the Girl Scouts when they're selling cookies, for example.
Okay, Ron. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. We've got some questions that have come in, and we'll get to Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest is Ron Largent and Angela Cordell from United Way. We're going to be talking some more when we get back about that. And our 1460, the home of Free Fire Media, Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 8:22 in the morning. It's December 1st. It's going to be raining today. Not going to get very warm either. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Love this place. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. Espresso Joe's has got every type of coffee you can imagine.
Espresso.
Espresso Joe's. And the you know, what it is. It's the, you know, the TMB sweeties are out there, and they fix coffee any way you want it. Great prices. Coffee beans, anything you can want as far as buying the equipment to make great coffee.
Their Jingle Crunch.
Yeah, everything they've got there. And then, of course, the meeting room they have. Joe and Shelley support our community in so many ways. They are great people.
Amazing.
They they do it such low-key. If we didn't talk about it and a few other people didn't talk about it, you wouldn't know everything they do for this community. I can't think of anything when it has to do with veterans or other areas like that they don't support. Hey, our guest today is Ron Largent and Angela Cordell. Yeah, it sounds like Angela Cordell from United Way. Ron has just taken over. Ron is a well-known, I guess, businessman. He's a well-known businessman and personality and politician at times, and has just taken over as president and chief executive officer of the United Way up here in the North State. And Angela is their public relations, a volunteer, great gainer, everything. So let's talk to Andrew for a second. Okay, Andrew, you came from Chico.
I did. I graduated from Chico State year ago.
And your degree is in?
Public relations.
And what do you do exactly?
Well, that's the fun thing about working in the nonprofit field is that the need is so great. And so you get to wear a lot of different hats. So since coming on with United Way, I've been media relations, I've been campaign associate, I've been donor relations. But essentially what I do is I go out into the community and I really try to educate people on what our agencies are doing, what our member agencies are doing in the community, and raise funds for them. And that's a very simple way of putting it, but that's basically what my job is.
Now, United Way relies on volunteers in many
Absolutely.
Cases. How's that going?
Well, our volunteer base is somewhat low right now, and I don't think that's because people haven't wanted to volunteer and such as that, but we're finally coming back to a place where we are organizing our volunteer base, and we definitely have a lot of things that we can bring members of the community in to do. So just yesterday we had a great greeters meeting, and we had about 50 or more people in the office for the first time in a long time, and it felt so good to just have people around and remember where our office is. And so I'm really hoping that more and more people are going to call and want to just come in and help us with what we're doing on a daily basis.
Well, you know, a lot of times people don't have money in this economy
Absolutely.
To do things, but they do have time.
They
so
do.
They want to help. So sometimes you just need to be reminded that there's, you know, some places out there you can spread your time.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we had a call, and the question was, does United Way give dollars to Planned Parenthood?
Well, the way that United Way works is we have what are called member agencies. So the agencies that I just listed a few minutes ago have been through an extensive application process and interview process. And because of the state of the economy and so on, we haven't taken on new member agencies in a while. But anyone who donates through United Way can choose a specific nonprofit to donate to. So if someone in the community wants to donate through United Way, but they would like to designate their donation to Planned Parenthood, they're more than welcome to do that.
But ordinarily, you don't, unless it's asked for specifically.
If it's an undesignated fund, if it's an undesignated
right.
donation, then no, that money
okay.
doesn't go to Planned Parenthood.
So you're specific, and there is a website one can go to, I'm sure, and
yes.
find out what locally, again, if you're spending your funds. Let's say you wanted to give $100 as you're, you know, like kind of tithing Christmas to
absolutely
to what is being going locally. It'd be Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts. Can we have that list again?
Sure.
And what the website is
again? Okay, well, I'll give the web. The website is www.norcalunitedway.org, and the list of our member agencies in Shasta County are Anderson Frontier Center, American Red Cross, Anderson Cottonwood Christian Assistance, Boy Scouts of America, Empire Recovery Center, Forever Pets, Girl Scouts of Northern California, Golden Umbrella, Help Inc., Northern Valley Catholic Social Services, People of Progress, Shasta Treatment Center, Sacramento Valley Teen Challenge, Youth Program Supporters, and Youth Violence Prevention Council.
It's a very wide and varied group, and part of my goal plan is to make it known to the community what these agencies are. And for example, I do quite a bit of blogging, and today my blog was on the Youth Violence Prevention Council. And I'm getting to know more about that. It's led by Charlie Menor. They are doing a phenomenal job. And that's part of our task, is to get the word out there. So if you were to read my blog, you would see that there is an explanation. I refer to their page, their web page. You can get all kinds of information, but that's just one of the 15 agencies in Shasta County that's making a big difference in the lives of many, many young people.
Well, there's a lot of things that United Way does. I know that when in the military, they would have United Way that you could they'd have a push to put we could put allotments or donations to,
right.
You know, Navy, to the United Way and the Navy Relief, things like
exactly.
that. Because
exactly.
a lot of these too is that you can tell how much the money goes to help them. You got to take a break here. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Our guest Ron Largent and Angela Cordell from the United Way. Join us after these messages. Our 1460 Carl and Linda Bott, 8:34 in the morning on December 1st. Hey, we're into that romp and stomping, get ready for Christmas and Hanukkah type of atmosphere.
Well, good morning. And again, and it's 8:34. Today is the 1st of December.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. That's right, D.C. Tim and the man in black. Yeah, I see over there. I see you, Ron. Ron's saying, well, you know, I don't need a haircut as much as I used to. No, see, long. See, you've got that long hair on the side.
Is that it?
And they, you know what? In fact, they do charge a little more, though, for people that are hair challenged.
I need to
because
go in
it's
there.
Called a hunting license because, you know, they're looking for the hair while they're cutting. Anyway, hey, look, Man's Last Stronghold, they do, they give great haircuts, great prices, and they give veterans a discount.
Good.
They also support many of the activities in this area, and we kid around a lot about I enjoy this commercial, but they support our veterans community also and many other events for and fundraisers. So at Cypress Square Barbershop, right there on Athens Avenue.
You're just tuning in. It's currently 43 degrees. Of course, there's going to be a 90% chance of rain today. Oh, boy, with a high of 49 tonight, low of 42, and Thursday and Friday, it's all going to be rain. So there'll be scattered showers. You know, we are here with the folks from the United Way, of course, Angela and Ron, and we also, it's the holiday season. And we think of, during this time, I guess, as we do our countdown, families flying in, things are going out, cards are going out, well wishes. You know, you think of the random acts of kindness that are so important to do throughout the year. But I think it seems to be more of a, I don't know, maybe we're more spiritually aware at this time of year. We maybe attend church more, or we do Thanksgivings where we pray around the table, or we just give thanks. So here's a question I have for you. There's been so many budget cuts in California, and people are really hurting in so many ways. Why would encourage those who are thinking to get off the couch and do something where they can take their efforts and be a helpful hand for one of the organizations in the under the umbrella of the United Way? How would you encourage those people?
Well, I think the important thing with our current economic situation for folks to think about is that with the job loss And with the downturn in the economy, we have needs of many people that are considerably different than they were a few years ago. And a lot of these people are really hurting. And, for example, the Anderson Cottonwood Christian Assistance Program in Anderson is a feeding program. They are as busy as they can be right now, and they're going to get busier in the next few weeks because people have needs for food at Christmas time, and always. And, of course, that's the kind of an agency that could be given to, because it's a direct hands-on type of thing. Not only can you give to them, but you could also go down and help with support. We have other programs that are dealing with the teenagers. Same thing. We have teenagers out there that are really hurting, and we have programs that are specifically designed to take care of some of those needs at this time. So when people are interested in thinking about others and caring about others, these are the kinds of organizations they can get involved with. And another factor that can always is, as I mentioned, and as Angela mentioned, the volunteer help, because right now, volunteers, we are being torn to do so many things in the holiday season, but the volunteer need doesn't go away. It grows, actually, during these seasons. So, you know, one thing that we're really going to be pushing is folks can come in and visit us. We're right over on Benton Drive. We're located there in the Diesel Horse Landing in a great location. They can come in. They can sit down and talk with us, have a cup of coffee. We'll go through where they can be used as a volunteer. If they'd like to contribute, we'll sit down and go through with them the funding process in terms of how does the money get to the agency. One of my goals is to make it a very, very open, full disclosure type of organization. Having been with the nonprofit organizations over the years, that's one of the things that I just hate to see myself, and that is we keep anything secret, because we are a public agency working, or even though we're not a government agency, we're working for the benefit of the needs of our community, and it's extremely important that we be very, very transparent, and we are going to be.
Well, you know, I think people need to do that, you know, because you know, things getting as tight as they are, that they need to know where the money's going, they need to know how it's going, and how, you know, the people that are taking it. I mean, you know, you're well known, Angela, so many people, you know, getting to know you too here in this last year. At this time, in this place, it's time that people have got to understand. Because I tell you what, it's everybody that will tell you that's raising money. And there just seems to be so many of these fundraisers going because of all the cutbacks from the government.
Right.
And I'm not going to get any type of political comments on this. It's just been, there's been a lot of, you know, because of the budgeting and then people's businesses and everything. So you've just got to do something different. You've got to stand out there. Got to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. KCNR 1460. Come back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindebaugh, good morning. It is 8:43, December the 1st. Okay, in our last segment, okay, in our last little push here, Ron.
Well, I'd like for Angela, and by the way, we are so fortunate to have Angela and Victoria and Diana, and you know Diana Burroughs, Rob Burroughs' wife.
Absolutely.
She's our finance director. These gals have just done a phenomenal job, and I'm so pleased to have them on board. They're actually showing me how to do the job, which is nice, and I can rely upon them, But Angela is really wrapping up the campaign. Angela, tell us where we are about the campaign.
Yes. Technically our campaign ends at the end of December. So right now I'm the bread and butter of United Way is payroll deductions. So what we do is we try to get into local businesses and let employees know that they can sign up to have a small donation taken out of each of their paychecks throughout the year.
And you're talking like $5 a paycheck, things like that.
$5 a paycheck. It can really be whatever you'd like. But if you look at $5 a paycheck over 12 months, that's significant to us. And but this is the end of the year, and our campaign has been slow this year, which is not a surprise to anyone. But because the economy looks the way it is, it does. Our community members need the services of our member agencies more than ever. So Although payroll deduction is an option, we also take one-time donations as well. And as the holiday season is coming up and people are looking at places to give and places to donate, please feel free to call us and find out how you can do that through United Way. And our phone number is 530-241-7521. And you can talk to any of us, but my name is Angela and my extension is 107. So please feel free to call me.
Ron?
Well, I think she said it all right there. We are at the tail end of 2010, and as one might expect in an economy, our income is down. One of our goals, and one of the goals that we made to put me into this position, is that we have got to shore up the funding. We need to be the premier fundraising organization in the North State for a whole bunch of agencies to help them. The more we raise, the more goes out to our member agencies. The whole structure of administrative costs we're looking at extremely carefully. We're going to keep those at a bare minimum so that the dollars can flow right through to the agencies. This is our goal. And if those of our listeners out there would like to help, there's 15 ways they can do it right in our county. There's 58 ways they can do it in the North State in 8 counties. And I just mentioned one example that really threw me, because I saw the list of the agencies, and one of our agencies is a pet entity, a pet organization. They take care of pets. Well, I thought, what in the world does that have to do with needs? Well, I looked into it, and guess what? It's therapeutic horse activity for handicapped. Now, that is a direct connection with people. We're helping people, and I did have some experience with that when we lived in the East. Because horses and handicapped folks have a tremendous work there. But that's an example of how we're helping people. And there's so many ways they can do it. Just come down, see us. Anytime, drop by. We're open. We're on Benton Drive.
2280 Benton Drive.
We have a large office. And by the way, we have a community room there, and it's going to be open to any organization in Shasta County that needs a meeting place. We can seat about 40 people in there.
Oh, very nice.
So, and it's open and lots of parking. It's a great complex right there near the Senior Center and the Elks Club, so it's easy to get to. It's right in the center of town.
Great.
So we're just privileged to be part of helping others, and we're looking forward to the year. And I'd like to personally wish all of your listeners a very merry, merry Christmas, and be safe, and continue to recognize the fact that we are blessed, and we delight in helping those that aren't quite as blessed and fortunate.
Well, thank you, Angela, and thank you, Ron. Let's
thank
live
you.
United.
Yes.
And that's the slogan, Live United. If you're thinking of wanting to give and donate this Christmas season or throughout the year, contact United Way, NorCalUnitedWay.com.
.org.
Thank you. NorCalUnitedWay.org. Correct?
That's it.
Okay. We're going to take a message. Thank you, guys. When we come back, I want to hear from you. Have somebody done a random act of kindness towards you? Love to hear about that. I think that'd be a great way to start off for December. What's happened to you recently? 605-4567, Carl and Linda Bott. We'll be right back.
Back. I won't. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. We're streaming and chatting on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:52 in the morning. It's our last segment. You know, tomorrow, which is Thursday, I have to check to make sure.
Tomorrow night on the spot with Linda Bott.
Yeah.
I've got some good musical acts on, too.
All right, we got Frank Strazzarino is coming on from the Chamber of Commerce tomorrow, too. We're going to get into a little bit of you know, what's going on with the Chamber at the end of the year here and what to be looking at next year, but also for businesses, the business climate, what we're looking at for taxes and those things. Next week we're going to be bringing in a number of people that's going to be discussing the future of what's going on in Reading and the North State.
Now, before we went to break, I was talking about, I was on Facebook. You know, we get all kinds of, you know, emails and stuff through Facebook. And one of the segments was, random acts of kindness. But so, you know, to try to end the show today on something that would be really a positive note. Well, one thing I want to go to is somebody had gone Let me read this from the chat room. I was on my way home from Chico last night listening to my favorite channel and heard an ad for the Cottonwood Eatery. So it's opened and it was terrific. So shout out to Cottonwood Eatery. And that was really nice for somebody to say that. And the other thing is that we were talking about random acts of kindness. I have to share with you what happened for me a long time ago. And that's where you would somebody filled my meter when I wasn't expecting it. And the other one was...
You mean your parking meter?
My parking.
I mean, I think that's what you're talking about, right?
I think if I wasn't expecting somebody to fill my meter, I would know about it. But I didn't know about this one where I was parked. The other one was driving through the San Francisco Bay Bridge. The person in front of me paid for me.
You paid your toll?
Paid my toll.
Just because they wanted to?
Just because they wanted to.
Well, you know, you talk about, you know...
And I drove up and they said, the person in front of you wanted to pay for your toll. I have a good day. Wow! Tell me I didn't drive around that day feeling happy.
Well, you know, it's when we get people in here like Ron Largent and Angela and all the other people that come through that are... You know, they do things for people, you know, like United Way. And people go out and volunteer, and then you see people like Fred Salante from Missing in America Project and the things that they do to help those veterans who have passed away but have nobody to take care of, you know, of their remains. And then, you know, Jeff Nelson and the guys from the Patriot Guard riders who are always out there honoring our dead and our fallen, and the warriors that are coming home or leaving, they're there with flag lines. They don't get paid for this, and they do it in weather that is just horrible. I mean, I've driven my truck out to places before, and they're out on motorcycles, and I was thinking...
Delivering toys.
Yeah,
toys
or delivering...
Yes.
Yeah, United Bikers in Northern California. Not what you'd call... You know, it's a group of guys that are tough, and you know, they've had all of life's experiences gathering toys for children like that. And then you had the Toys for Tots in the Marine Corps gathering up toys for children. Somebody was in here talking about, well, Fred was talking about how they're having a dinner. Fred Salante was talking about having a dinner in Chico at the National Guard Armory there for the children and the families of those deployed warriors. And a lot of our National Guard are deploying, like 1,000 of them, before Christmas. Think about that, my friends. Oh, wait a minute. You want to talk about a random act of kindness.
Good.
Let's talk about Christmas for the Troops.
Yeah, that was great.
Completely. Everything donated. Everything donated. 500 packages sent to our warriors that are out there.
The place was sold out, and now we're talking Fusaro Hall.
Yeah, sold out. I mean, you're talking about the... You know, how much effort went into that? Stacks and stacks of things, of candy and hygiene, you know, articles and jerky and books and DVDs and cards and letters, enough to fill 500 packages. You know, tobacco and brew. Tobacco and brew, Shelley and the girls there put together 500 packages, individual packages to be sent to our troops.
Here's something that just came to my mind.
That went inside the big package.
Yeah, that was just phenomenal. We thank our community so much because there's such a love and an outpouring here. But here's just an idea of something. Let's say that you're the guy down the street, lives alone, an elderly woman or man, widowed, really works hard but can hardly make it. You know, they live on a retirement. Something that you could possibly do, and I don't even know if it's allowed, is when you're going in and paying your utility bill, maybe if you are fortunate enough that you could help to pay their bill. And the reason I say that is because as we go through the winter season, it gets colder, it's harder, the rates go up. And I know that there's funds so that people in need can do that. But there's some people...
But the funds run out.
And there's some people that are just proud. They do not want to do that. So my thought is you go into RAU, is that you find the address of that neighbor. And so when they go to pay their bill, say, anonymous donor, Merry Christmas. That would be something that would just be wonderful for somebody.
Yeah, our address is... No, I know what you mean. Bob?
I have a quick one. Just before we left for Thanksgiving, of course, we had to make a very hard decision to end the suffering of one of our pets. And the veterinary clinic actually sent us a signed sympathy card. And, you know, it's, and some people are going to go, well, it's just an animal. No, it was a member of our family. And we appreciate that. That was very kind. And they didn't have to do it.
Well, you know, Bob, and we know how you and Brenda felt about your animal and your pet. And it was, yeah, if it's anybody that has a pet like that. But you're right. There are so many ways that you can just make a person's day. And, you know, just things like a smile, opening a door, something like that. You know, that just, that makes it. That makes their day for them. And this is December. I don't know why we don't do this all the time, but this is maybe the beginning of a month that we can kind of help each other out. It doesn't always mean with money. Maybe it's just time. Maybe it is just some effort to help some
people. A shift in your emotional, just on gratitude. Be mindful. I'm grateful that I'm alive. And because I'm grateful that I'm alive and I'm thankful for those people who are nice to me, do something nice for somebody else.
Yeah. Gosh, I'm feeling all mushy inside. You know, I'll get over it, though, by tomorrow, because there's some things I want to talk about. There are some things I want to talk about tomorrow that I just won't feel quite as mushy about. You know? But you can count on it. But right now, a little mush going on. Hey, thanks for listening today. We really, really do appreciate, you know, Random Acts of Kindness is you all supporting us.
Remember tonight, December 1st, it is the 1st of December today, and the convention center tonight.
That's
at
right.
6 p.m. Free to the public. Go out and see. Start your Christmas off with fabulous
And this is for Joel. It's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.